This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Check out Bandcamp on Twitter, twitter.com/AdamsBandcamp. Joy 94.9, time for our final special guest this afternoon here on Bandcamp, and they're gearing up for their single launch this Friday at the Corner Hotel. They've been super busy gigging all around the nation, doing some really interesting gigs as well, which we're going to cover in a minute. We just heard one of their earlier tracks, Catching a Killer. Welcome to Bandcamp, John from Red Ink. Hey, John.
How you going?
Very well. Thanks for joining us on this Saturday, Arvo.
It's a pleasure. It's so cold outside, so it's good to be inside a warm studio.
Yes, it's pretty warm in here. I could have almost got away with shorts and t-shirts, I think.
It would have been an awkward walk in from the car, though, I'd imagine.
Yeah, it would have been. Now, as we always do with guests on Bandcamp, can we start off with a bit of a background on Red Ink, how you guys came to be?
Yeah, well, we've been gigging around for a few years now. I sing in the band. Brennan, yep. Our guitarist, and I were a part of a compulsory group thing in school.
Okay.
2002, I think it was. I don't even know how long that was ago.
Yeah.
And then bit by bit, we've kind of chewed away and found a bass player and a drummer and found the ability to write some songs. And so it all kind of grew from high school, really.
Great. Mm. And so in terms of what you did in high school, was that a band situation as well, or was that more of a group?
Well, yeah, I mean, we played in a band, but we were mostly playing, like, I don't know, Blink-182 covers.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Incubus or whatever. And yep. Then Brennan and I kind of stepped away and did acoustic stuff, which was pretty lame, to be honest. I've heard some of those recordings and it's quite embarrassing. But
they're not floating around the internet, are they, for people to find?
They better not be. If they're not, I'm hiring someone to get rid of them.
Now, we just heard one of your earlier singles, Catching a Killer, and I was reading a little bit about that track, and it was sort of a bit misinterpreted when it was first released. Can you actually tell us what it is about?
Well, the song's one of my brother's best friends was put in hospital. He was out late at night in Melbourne, as you could imagine, and got caught up in some street violence. And we, as a band, are very anti-violence.
Yeah.
We've got an angst and an energy to our show that we kind of, that we have had confused as violence at times, but I mean, we couldn't be more gentle kind of people, to be honest. And
yeah.
And the song was a song about these people that go out searching for violence and searching for a fight. And we kind of thought it was a time when it was all over the news and that, but no bands were talking about it.
Oh, okay.
Kids listen to bands, you know?
Yeah, like, exactly.
So we wrote a song about it, and we were really proud of that. And we love the fact that we can write a song about something. And
yeah.
A few people were confused by it, and we had a couple of people, you know, banning us from this and that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know, things.
That's got to be disappointing, though, when you're trying to send out, you know, the complete opposite message.
Well, it was, but we're pretty, I mean, we're not the most blunt of, oh, we are, but we kind of are very cunning with the way we write a song. So I've kind of lyrically placed the song in the perspective of the person going out to cause trouble.
Yep.
So, I mean, people kind of took it in a backwards way and We never regret anything we do artistically, because you shouldn't, you know, it's art.
No, exactly,
but,
yeah.
But yeah, it was a bit weird to get some negative press out of that.
Yeah, so. I reckon. But it's all been positive with the brand new single, What My Friends Say, which is great. You certainly have the online community. There's a real buzz around the single and also about the album. Can you tell us a little bit about when can we expect the album to be released?
Well, I mean, we're working towards it. We're an independent band, so we can kind of control things ourselves. So we're working towards a date later in the year. Haven't got a specific date yet.
Yeah.
What My Friends Say kind of went to radio a week or two, I don't know, however long ago.
Yeah.
We've got a song called Going Insane coming up in the coming months.
Okay.
That's our next single, and then the album will follow that. So
excellent.
We're really excited. It's kind of become our baby. We've got some songs on there that we think, you know, people are really going to enjoy. So, and it's kind of a collection of our best work.
Excellent.
So, fingers crossed, people in radio land and people out at, I don't know, clubs like it and whatever. So hopefully we'll gets people back to venues.
Yeah, definitely. You'll have to pop back when the album's out and maybe we can squeeze a few acoustic kind of versions out of you or something. That'd be cool. So as you said, the latest single is What My Friends Say, and it's being launched this coming Friday at the Corner Hotel, which you must be looking forward to. That great venue, the Corner.
Yeah, severely pumped. We've played there a few times with friends bands headlining.
Yep.
And it's always a buzz. You know, you've got 800 people in the room.
Exactly.
And, but it's kind of an honour and a bit of a responsibility to have our own headline show there.
Yeah.
We feel very much a part of Melbourne, and, you know, being an Australian rock band that are independent, it's kind of a pilgrimage to have to play the Corner Hotel.
Exactly, yeah.
So we're really proud to do that, and hopefully a lot of kids turn up and have a good time with us.
Great. And we've actually got a couple of double passes to give away to that show, ooh, which we're very happy about. So if people just want to email bandcamp@joy.org.au to pop into the draw for that, or you can just check out our Facebook page as well, which is just search for Bandcamp Joy. And all the details are up there for that. We'll be going along as well, so we're looking forward to it. So if you want to grab a double pass, just check that out, bandcamp@joy.org.au. And the gig is this coming Friday at the Corner. And who's playing with you guys?
A band called San Fran Disco.
Cool.
Who, they're from down the beach, I think.
Love the name.
Yeah, they're good. We've played with them a few times, and they, of all the bands I've ever seen, they're the most ridiculously good looking. So their crowd, they've got an enormous crowd of very pretty people. So, and they write great music. And then we've got Royston Varsi, who are, I don't even know where they're from, but they write really cool tunes as well.
Awesome.
And Joe Dawson opening, so it's quite a weighted lineup. So
yeah,
it's going to be good.
Stellar lineup. So, Red Ink, are you guys all from Melbourne?
Yeah, we are. Yeah. We've all grown up. Oh, we've grown up about an hour out of Melbourne.
Yeah.
But we're up here 7 days this week recording and doing different press things and stuff. So we feel as though Melbourne's our heart. So
great. And you've got a show tonight at the Village Green out in the Burbs. I know the Village
Where is
Green.
That?
Well, I know the Village Green very well. That's kind of out my way, actually.
Wait, do you know what's up? I've got no idea.
It's kind of Mulgrave. I think Mulgrave / Glen Waverley. I think people would like to say Glen Waverley more than Mulgrave. But yeah, out that way. So just very easy, straight down the Monash.
I've heard it's easy to get to. I just have no idea where I'm going. The guitarist is driving me tonight.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the crowd will be up for it there as well. They'll be enjoying that.
Well, anywhere in the Burbs are usually kind of well-receiving.
Yeah, exactly.
Of anything that's original, I would imagine.
Yeah, for sure. Now, I did mention earlier that you've been playing a few interesting gigs, and one of them was last night. You were playing the Night Rider bus. How did that come about, and what was it like?
It was awesome. We've got a friend who we played a show at the Hi-Fi actually not long ago, and he's a friend of ours, and he was approached by Metlink. They were after a band that were energetic and young and whatever we are. Apparently, we ticked some boxes, so they asked us to play this gig, and it was really weird. We ran a competition where 10 people could come on this bus with us, and a bunch of cameramen, and you know. There was more paps in that room than anything. So, and we kind of picked up a bunch of kids down at the Hi-Fi,
cool,
and went just cruising around the city. And we played, I don't know, an hour's worth of acoustic material. And
yeah,
it was. I mean, we love any gig that's interesting to us. You know, anything that keeps our brain entertained. And it was amazing. It was a really weird buzz. Kind of, we've done it before on the back of a truck, but playing in a Night Rider. I mean, it was so hot and people were dancing in there.
Yeah.
And you could kind of, there was just mist all over the windows, and it was awesome. I think we made some friends last night. It was good.
Excellent. Because the Night Rider, I had, when I was reading about it on your Facebook, I had visions of you just sort of, you know, waiting at a stop, and there's going to be a packed Night Rider bus full of all these
drunk derelicts. Yeah, no, it was a bit different than
that.
It was kind of a pre-arranged thing. I mean, they set up lighting and kind of all that kind of thing. So it wasn't like you were going to be stabbed on there or anything.
No, that's good.
Insurance probably wouldn't have handled that.
Your safety was thought of. That's good. Yeah, I was chatting to a band a couple of weeks ago, and they were actually doing this cruise in America, and it's basically all of these bands jump on the cruise, and
that's awesome.
You know, punters can buy tickets, like a week-long cruise, and it's basically like a festival on a cruise ship. Yeah.
Wow.
I was like, we need to do one of those in Australia. Like,
just
how cool
Yarra
would that be? Yeah, up and down the Yarra. Why not?
or along the coast, head up to the Goldie or something.
Yeah, I reckon there's something in that.
If we had a spare $1 million.
Exactly, yeah. When I win the lotto, I'll get back to you on that one. Mm. Now, the band have quite a British sound.
Yep.
Do you guys have any plans to head over there maybe once the album's released, or do you have any plans at all to head over there?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we've kind of always had the belief that there's no point going over there unless we've got an album.
Yeah.
You need a proper body of work to kind of get some love over there. We've already got a crazy amount of interest in Eastern Europe,
cool,
which is the weirdest thing. I mean, my surname's Jakubenko, so maybe my heart is being drawn over there by some, I don't know, supernatural force. Who knows? But like, Russia and like the Ukraine and Poland are going crazy for us at the moment. We release a single and it gets flogged over there. So
yeah,
we're going to have to do it. And we've been talking to some tour managers over in the UK. And
excellent.
So yeah, definitely. I mean, the UK sound is a massive influence on what we do. And I mean, we love Australian music as well, but the UK kind of thing has stuck with us and it comes out in our music. So we're going to have to go over there and see if they like our interpretation of what they probably created.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. It's a fantastic sound, one that you should be very proud of. Now, before we hear the brand new single, we're going to hit you with the question that we ask each and every guest here on Bandcamp. Basically, I read out our mission statement as a community broadcaster, and in that 20 seconds or so it takes to do that, I get you to come up with a mission statement for Red Ink. So basically, what you guys are all about, what you hope to achieve through your music. So here's your thinking time, John. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse lesbian and gay communities, enabling freedom of expression, the breaking down of isolation, and the celebration of our culture, achievements, and pride. What is Red Ink's mission statement?
Well, it's funny you should say freedom of expression. Our kind of core is to entertain people but give them a chance to kind of let their hair down and just enjoy people that are passionate about something, and give people the chance to kind of enjoy that passion and be passionate themselves. So, I don't know. I don't really know.
Nice one.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Fantastic. All right, well, the gig is this Friday at the Corner Hotel. As I said, we've got a couple of double passes floating around to give away. If you want those, just head to our Facebook page, which is Bandcamp Joy, or email bandcamp@joy.org.au. And as I said, playing at the Village Green tonight, if you're listening out in the burbs, our reception does stretch that far. So if you're listening, why not head down to the Village Green tonight? The single What My Friends Say, it's a bit of a free download at the moment as well, which free. I love that. I love a freebie.
We don't need to make money off anyone. They can come to our shows and give us their wallet.
In the meantime,
they get our songs for free.
Exactly. So the best way for people to get onto that is through your Facebook page, yeah?
Yeah, facebook.com/Red Ink Music. They get free songs and free affection.
Free love.
Yeah.
The big thank you is to John from Red Ink for joining us here on Bandcamp. Thanks for giving up your Saturday arvo to join us.
Thank you for having me. It's good to be in the warmth of your studio.
And definitely look forward to checking you guys out this Friday at the Corner. We're going to hear the single right now, What My Friends Say. Thanks again, John.
Pleasure. See you next time.
Become our friend on Facebook. Search for Bandcamp Joy.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.